Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. 6 months ago, everyone was racing to build bigger models. This week, the conversation shifted. It's not about capability anymore. It's about control. Let me show you what I mean. Okay, so there's this entrepreneur in Portland running a secondhand delivery startup. And here's the thing. He's doing it with Claude Pro, one subscription, $100 a month, and he's built himself a virtual team that works 24/7. His AI bots are posting ads on Craigslist, reaching out to sellers, building his website, all autonomous. He's not babysitting them, they're just running. One person, one laptop, a full workforce, that's the dream, right? Solo founders with AI teams, no hiring, no payroll, just capability at scale. But here's where it gets interesting, because while that's incredibly exciting, nobody's quite figured out what happens when these systems make mistakes. Not little mistakes. Big ones, the kind nobody predicted. The question isn't, can AI do this anymore? It's, should it? And what happens when we lose visibility into what it's actually doing? Control. That's the real problem now. And this week, Meta published something that shows exactly why that matters. They've been working on what they call JIT testing, just-in-time testing. Instead of writing test suites up front and hoping they catch bugs, their system generates tests during code review. The AI watches what you're building, understands the logic, then writes tests specifically for the code you just changed. And the results? 4 times better at catching bugs than humans. 4 times. Now, that's brilliant for software quality. But think about what that means. AI systems are now better at spotting failure modes in code than the people writing it. So when those same AI systems are running autonomously, posting ads, managing workflows, making decisions without human oversight, who's testing them? Who's catching their bugs? That's the control problem. And it's not theoretical anymore. It's happening right now. Something to think about. Right. Completely different corner of the tech world, but this one's important. GitHub just changed how they report outages. I know, doesn't sound exciting, but hear me out. For years, their status page had 3 options: working, partial outage, full outage. Problem is, a tiny latency bump got the same severity label as losing half your infrastructure. Both counted as partial outage. Same alarm, same panic. This week, they added a new category. Degraded performance. Now they're separating signal from noise. Is your site slow, or is it actually broken? 2 very different things. And the reason this matters is because the web is becoming agent ready. Cloudflare launched something this week called the Agent Readiness Score. They built a tool, isitagentready.com, that scans your website and tells you how well it works with AI agents, not humans, agents. Because here's the shift. The web was built for people. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, all human readable, but AI agents don't browse like we do. They need structured data, APIs, markdown, clear usage policies in robots.txt. Cloudflare scanned thousands of sites. Want to know how many have actually declared their AI usage preferences? 4%? 4. That means 96% of the web hasn't even thought about how agents interact with their content. No policies, no optimization, just hoping it works. And the sites that do get this right? Cloudflare's own documentation, for example. Agents process requests 66% faster and cheaper. That's not a nice to have, that's survival. Because if your competitor's site works smoothly with AI agents and yours doesn't, the agents will just stop trying. They'll go elsewhere. This is infrastructure stuff, not flashy, but it's the foundation for everything that comes next. Okay, quantum computing. Now, I wasn't expecting to care about this one, but stay with me. Researchers published a paper this week on something called lattice surgery. It's a technique for running quantum computations more efficiently. They reduced space overhead by 46.7%. And this is the bit that matters. They suppressed logical error rates by up to an order of magnitude. An order of magnitude. That's not incremental, that's a leap. Here's why that's important. Quantum computers are incredibly fragile. Qubits lose coherence. Errors compound. The bigger your computation, the more likely it falls apart. Lattice surgery is essentially a way to stitch quantum operations together without losing accuracy. Less overhead, fewer errors, more stable systems. This is the unglamorous side of quantum. Not flashy demos. Not, we solved cryptography. Just, making the engineering actually work at scale. But this is what brings quantum out of the lab. Real error correction. Practical computation. It's still years away from production. But this week, we got closer. And one more quantum story. Because this one's kind of wild. Researchers are exploring something called quantum jamming. The idea is, what if quantum mechanics itself doesn't hold at extreme scales? I know, sounds like science fiction. But the thinking is, if we're relying on quantum cryptography to secure everything, And there's even a tiny chance the underlying physics breaks down in edge cases. We need a backup. Quantum jamming is that backup, a way to maintain cryptographic security even if quantum mechanics stops behaving the way we expect. It's pushing the boundaries of what we even mean by secure communication, not just hard to break, but secure even if the laws of physics surprise us. That's pretty cool, honestly. Right, one last thing, and this one's a bit sobering. There's a new interactive dashboard called the Chip Account. It breaks down the environmental cost of making a single processor, water, energy, greenhouse gases, PFAS emissions, all of it, for 23 real processors. And they've used Google Gemini to make the numbers feel tangible. Instead of X kilograms of CO2, they translate it into real-world comparisons, equivalent to driving from London to Edinburgh. Because here's the thing, we all love faster chips, better performance, more AI capability. But someone's paying for that. And it's not just money. Every chip has a footprint, water, energy, emissions. And as we build more data centers, train bigger models, deploy more AI at scale, that footprint grows. This dashboard doesn't tell you what to do about it, it just makes the cost visible. And I think that's important. Because if we're going to build responsibly, we need to see the whole picture, not just the performance benchmarks. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. 6 months ago, the race was about building bigger, faster, more capable. Today, it's about control, standards, infrastructure. Can we govern AI agents at scale? Can we make the web work for machines, not just humans? Can we build quantum systems that don't fall apart? Can we do all of this without breaking the planet? Those aren't solved problems, they're the problems that define what comes next. And honestly, I think that's more interesting than another model announcement, because capability without control is just chaos. And chaos doesn't scale. Something to think about this week. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.